Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is mild. Jerusalem enjoys a pleasant day with clear skies. Tel Aviv is slightly warmer, ideal for a stroll by the beach. In Haifa, expect a gentle breeze to accompany the sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, Lebanon accuses Israel of brutal attacks, preventing re-establishment of stability. At least 5 people were killed in an Israeli airstrike on the southern Lebanese town of Araba Salem. That's according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier this hour. Also, 16 people were reported dead in IDF strikes on South Lebanon after projectiles targeted Israeli troops. Times of Israel covered this development from earlier today. Also this hour, Lebanon-Israel talks to resume in Washington, D.C. next week. This comes as tensions between Israel and Hezbollah remain high. That's from JNS reporting earlier today. Separately, Iran launches missiles toward Israel. This is the first such action since the recent ceasefire, according to Axios's earlier coverage. And finally, sources reveal Netanyahu is working behind the scenes to influence the Iran deal. This report comes from I-24 News earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, shared just minutes ago about the critical moment between Lebanon and Israel, emphasizing the fragile situation both nations face. Meanwhile, I-24N, EWS, reported earlier today that Lebanese first responders claim at least 16 people died in the recent Israeli strikes on the south. Ali Hashem, a journalist, noted earlier today that the latest ceasefire in Lebanon is the 6th since April, highlighting the ongoing resistance faced by Israeli forces. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in Lebanon. The Jerusalem Post reported that an Israeli airstrike hit the southern town of Araba Salem. This comes amid heightened tensions following projectiles fired at Israeli troops. The Lebanese government condemns these actions, saying they hinder stability in the region. The impact on civilians is severe, with casualties mounting and peace efforts strained. Turning to the IDF strikes in South Lebanon, the Times of Israel detailed that these strikes targeted a terror group responsible for earlier attacks. A Lebanese soldier is among the casualties. This escalation underscores the fragile nature of the recent ceasefire, which seems increasingly difficult to maintain. Civilians in the region face continued uncertainty and danger. Meanwhile, in Washington, D.C., talks between Lebanon and Israel are set to resume next week. JNS reports this effort aims to address ongoing hostilities and find a path to peace. The involvement of international mediators suggests a serious attempt to de-escalate tensions. If successful, this could lead to a more stable situation for both countries. Separately, Iran's missile launch towards Israel marks a significant escalation, as reported by Axios. This action threatens to derail ongoing negotiations and could spark further conflict. Israel's potential response remains a key concern. The international community watches closely, as any retaliation could have widespread consequences. Finally, in a related development, I-24 News reports that Netanyahu is actively working to influence the Iran deal. His efforts include leveraging media and political allies to apply pressure on the U.S. administration. This move reflects Israel's strategic interests in curbing Iran's influence. The outcome of these efforts could significantly impact regional diplomacy. On the economic front, first, after a remarkable stock surge of 500%, Tower Semiconductor is now more valuable than Bank Hapoalim. This marks a significant milestone for the chipmaker, as reported by Globes. Separately, Shiran Faran from Google Israel spoke about AI-enhancing Israeli innovation. CTEC highlighted her comments during a panel on AI leadership, emphasizing the potential for growth. And finally, Ynet Business reports that Teva Pharmaceutical will cut 250 jobs at its Israeli plant in Ramat Hovav. This is part of a global restructuring effort affecting the company's operations worldwide. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.